Loughborough, December 20th, 1886. Dear Brother Loughborough, last Friday I mailed copies of letters to you, and yesterday I received letters from Elder Haskell, with one from you enclosed, giving the information that Brother Church had sold out half his interest in the ditch. Brother Haskell has no doubt written to you that he fears he will invest largely in the health retreat, while other missions should have attention. Now, Elder Loughborough, you will have to take considerable responsibility in this matter, and you need much wisdom from God that you do not make a mistake. The health retreat has been bound about for want of means to work with, as well as ability to manage it wisely and run the institution in a manner well-pleasing to God. We hope that a wrong mold will not be given to the institution, but that God will stand at the helm, and that he will manage the matter after his own will, and that every helper will fall into line. We think that improvements should be made, the very first in the building now erected, as your letter names, an elevator, a heating apparatus, and in the cooking department. This should be done at once, before the ones whose help we appreciate shall become so worn out with makeshifts to get along that they will break under the strain. Let there be efficient helpers, good, strong, decided workers under a managing head, and let it not be named of accepting weak, sick girls, women, or men to work their way and pay for treatment. Our physicians can see that the treatment, if it does them any good, is sufficient tax to the system, as they will frequently pass through changes or a crisis demanding all their physical powers under the best condition to maintain the taxation of treatment. I have seen the result in our sanitarium at Battle Creek of taking such subjects. At the very time when their help is needed most, they are among the missing. We want that this institution should prosper, and that the helpers should not be overworked. Sister Klaas is precious help, and she will be of great service as one to tell others what to do, but should never be left with inefficient help that under pressure of circumstances she must do, or things will not be done. She has a frail hold on life. I would speak more fully in regard to Brother Church. He must not consider that if he puts money in the health retreat, that he must be manager over the whole concern. This cannot be. But if he will invest means to erect a more commodious building or enlarge the one already built, carry it up another story, it will be a wise outlay of means that ought to have been done the past year. I mean the old part. Do not encourage an outlay of means to make a new road until other necessary arrangements are made in the buildings and on the immediate premises. If the Institute feel that they want my cottage, they can have it if it is for their interest to possess it, and I will build next to Brother Rogers. I would want to make a division of the land that is connected with it. It lies so closely to the main building that it may be needed. Now you must move wisely with Brother Church. Influence him to pay every pledge that he has made before he donates anything. Then be wise in arrangements about the Institute. Let his donations build up that institution, for it needs it. It has been a shabby affair. It has received the very last and least notice in everything. A donation should be secured for the college and something for foreign missions. But I would not want to introduce too many objects, fearing that you will fail to secure anything for any one of them. If his heart is open to do a liberal thing for the institution, let him do it. But he must not be left to extravagant plans and outlay of means so that he will feel it his prerogative to control it himself. Take all these things into consideration. I think Elder Haskell is about right in his suggestions in not making an extravagant outlay of means on the Institute when the missions are in so great want of means. But will these missions succeed in receiving means from Brother Church? I fear not. But if you could influence him to appropriate a portion to our college in Healdsburg, for that is one of God's instrumentalities. Home missions demand attention as well as foreign missions. If one and another strikes in eagerly demanding means, I fear that Brother Church will become weary and hold on to his means. Oh, that God would direct in this matter. The Holy Spirit coming into his heart will make him a wise steward, to do with the means in his hands that which would bless his cause and advance his name's glory. We want constantly the subduing, softening grace of God, which will melt out of the heart all selfishness. I send you a copy of the letter that I sent to the sister in Idaho, which will give you an idea of how much we need means to work within these missions. She sent me $50, but it only got as far as the Pacific Press. I wish all such means would be forwarded to me, for I need to use it at once in these missions. They need not send that now, but if they had sent it right on, it would have come in a good time. When we could not tell where means were to come from, we were put to our very wits' end to know how to get money to defray our family expenses. But we have drawn from the Review and Herald, so that we have means and will not need to have the money sent. I have to hand out $9 here, $5 there, $2 in another place, and so it goes for those who really need something to relieve their wants. This is done from my own purse. We need to greatly humble ourselves before God and to seek Him earnestly, that we may have special grace to help us in every time of need. I greatly desire help from God in doing the work I have to do. We must be men and women of prayer. We should have devout piety and a determined purpose to glorify God and to make earnest efforts to be representatives of Jesus Christ. He will be our helper at all times. We must devote to God all that there is of us. A living Christian grows, his character is fashioned after the divine model. We must be continually elevating in our life and becoming more noble in our character. Write to us as often as possible.